you, babe? Say, how about you and I...
Ow! Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamour star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yes, I'm Maisie, like the man said, from the place that tree grew in, Brooklyn. My real name is Mary Anastasia O'Connor, after my mother's favorite sister. But I took the name of Maisie Revere because I figured after I became a star on the stage, they'd be able to save money on electric bulbs when they put my name up in lights. Oh, I could have been a star, too, all right. But I wanted to get there the hard way, with my talent. So, today I made the grand tour of the theatrical agencies again. Got the same pitch. Nothing today, don't call us, we'll call you. I was a little tired, having walked about a million miles. I'll bet if I were wearing open-toed shoes, my feet would have sneaked out and left me. Anyway, I just about made it to the park, and I was just about to flop down on one of the benches when I heard the cry. Oh, what's the matter, little girl? You lost? Oh, well, don't cry, honey. You got plenty of time for that when you're grown up and married. Tell Maisie, what's wrong?
Little Sammy, he just fell in.
Oh, well, maybe if I told you so, you'd feel better. Fell in?
Right there, in the lake. I don't want him to get drowned. I don't want him to.
Oh, well, don't worry, honey. He won't get drowned. Here, hold my shoes.
There's nothing here at all, honey. The only sign of life around here is that duck.
That's little Sammy.
Well, maybe I'd better... Sammy is a duck? Why didn't you tell me?
He didn't ask me.
Oh.
Please get Sammy for me, lady. Mommy said if I lost him, she'd kill me.
It's a very tempting idea. But he's a duck anyway.
Oh, what are you bellyaching about, Sammy? You just got your feet wet. Oh, here's your pet, honey. That water was cold.
Oh, thank you, lady. I'll mention your name when I say my prayer.
Oh, thanks.
What is your name?
Oh, just refer to me as stupid. I think the party concerned will understand.
Come on, Sammy. Mommy's waiting for us over there, under the shady tree.
Well, we look a wee bit moist. Did you fall in the lake?
No, I jumped in.
Jumped in? For a bit of a swim, perchance?
No, I sometimes get lonesome, and when I do, I feel like talking to fish. You wouldn't have a towel on you, would you, officer?
No, I'm fresh out.
Oh.
But I'm sure they'll have some up at Belfield Hospital.
Belfield?
They got some nice padded cells for people who like to talk to fish.
Oh, well, I was just kidding, officer. I jumped in the lake to save a life.
Oh, well, that's different. I'll have to report this. What's your name and address?
Maisie Revere.
Mm-hmm.
1325 East 12th Street. You can send the medal there.
Mm. And who was it you pulled out of the water?
Little Sammy.
Oh. What was his second name?
Well, I didn't ask him. You see, I don't talk very good duck.
Duck? Duck?
Yeah. That's what I jumped in to save from drowning.
Oh, very good. You jumped in to save a duck from drowning.
Yeah. Sounds a little crazy, don't it?
I hope they have your size straitjacket at Belfield.
I'm not crazy, officer. Honest, I'm not.
Oh, of course you ain't. You just happen to enjoy having conversations with fish and like to give swimming lessons to ducks. Come along, Miss.
No, you don't.
Come back here. Come back. Hey!
Yeah. Well, I'm all packed, Mrs. Kennedy, and I'll send you the back rent as soon as I can.
Maisie, honey, you shouldn't run away like this. You're not crazy.
I know it, and you know it. But do those psychiatrists at Belfield know it? No. No, that house is for me, Mrs. Kennedy. I saw what it did to Olivia de Havilland in the snake pit.
Well, goodbye, Maisie, and don't worry about me. If the police come and question me, I'll say that...
Oh, my goodness. The police. They're here to take me to Belfield. What'll I do now, Mrs. Kennedy?
Here, put on this apron and pretend you're the maid.
Oh.
I'll sweep from the floor.
Oh, well, okay. How's this?
It's not bad. Not bad. Now try using the broom.
Oh, yeah. I knew I forgot something.
All right, I'm coming. Keep your straitjacket on. I mean your shirt.
Hey, pardon me. I'm looking for a young lady.
There's nobody here by that name.
There isn't? Well, she's also known as Maisie Revere.
But she never lived here either.
And besides, she ain't coming back.
Who are you, miss?
Me? She's
the maid.
Yeah, the maid. Oh, and now will you please raise both your feet? I got a sweep under.
The maid, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You always wear your hat when you sweep.
My hat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, you see, Mrs. Kennedy.
But she just started working here.
Yeah, and I don't know whether I'm going to like it here yet.
No, she's the temperamental type of maid. You say two wrong words to her and she quits.
But, miss...
Those are the two words. I quit. Send my suitcase, madam. Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute, miss. From the description I was given, you resemble the Maisie Revere I'm looking for. You see, she's a girl...
Oh, well, that's just a coincidence. Most of us women are girls. Now, if you don't mind...
A very pretty girl.
Oh.
About 5'2".
One and a half.
Beautiful blue eyes.
Really?
Lovely hair.
Mm-hmm.
Skin like satin.
Well,
look, Sonny.
Oh, please don't interrupt the nice man. Go on, mister.
A gorgeous figure.
No kidding.
Oh, that's not Maisie at all. Is it, Hilda? It ain't?
I mean, by yump and yimini, it ain't.
No. Maisie is tall, thin, and lumpy. She has a face like a horse.
An attractive horse. That would only interest another horse.
Look, if Seabiscuit ever gets back, tell her that Philip Carter from Millvale was here to tell her about her uncle's will. Goodbye.
Will? Will?
Will.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Will. I mean, Phil. I mean, mister. Don't go. I'm not really what you think.
Yes?
I'll get it. Oh, my goodness, it comes.
I'm looking for a girl.
Well, I hope you find one. Goodbye.
Her name is Maisie Revere. Where is she?
Nobody seems to know, officer.
All right, Bob, what are you doing here anyway?
Well, I'm looking for Maisie Revere. When I find her, I've got some news about an inheritance.
And when I find her, it means the nut house.
Well, don't look at me. I don't even know her. What did she inherit?
Well, her uncle...
Never mind. I'm asking the questions here. You, pretty face, when will Maisie Revere be back?
Oh, well, I don't know.
I wasn't talking to you. I mean you.
Me?
Yeah.
Gee.
Yeah, who are you?
She's the maid here. She's, sweeping up the dust.
Yeah. See?
In that hat?
No, in the dustpan, silly.
Wait a minute, officer. Just what is this Maisie Revere wanted for?
Well, she's supposed to be crazy because she jumped in the lake to save the duck from drowning. Silly, ain't it?
Wait a minute. If you don't know her, how could you know that?
Well, you better go now, officer. We've got a lot of straightening out to do.
I'm staying here till the dame comes back.
When she does, tell her she inherited a newspaper.
Well, she ain't coming back. What newspaper?
Look, I'm asking the questions around here.
I'm sorry.
That's better. What newspaper?
Her Uncle Patrick's.
Look, enough of this. I'm going to search his house. Now, out of my way.
Now, just a moment, officer. Do you have a search warrant?
What?
Oh, yeah, now we got him. Do you have a search warrant?
Officer, do you have a search warrant?
According to Amendment 7 of the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the United States, any attempt to search without a warrant is considered an invasion of the civil rights.
Yes, officer. It's an invasion of a... what he said. You didn't know that, did you?
Yeah, okay. I'll get down to headquarters and get a search warrant. That's the trouble with the law. Too many laws.
Well, I'll see that he stays out. Don't go away, Hilda.
Well, now we're alone, Mr. Carter.
That's right, Miss Revere.
Oh, you know who I am?
Look, those initials on your blouse, M.R., that doesn't stand for Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, because I'm too tall. Say, you ain't a detective or a cop.
No, I've been running your Uncle Pat's paper.
Uncle Pat?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I had an Uncle Pat.
Well, Patrick knew it seems. Poor fellow. It took me months to treat you. Didn't have much to go by, you know.
Oh. And Uncle Pat, when he did he suffer?
No, Maisie. He died the way he lived. Fighting.
Oh, a boxer.
No. No, believe me, in Millvale, there are plenty of things to fight. Crooked politics, graft, corruption. Now that you're the new owner of the paper, Maisie, it's up to you to fight Mayor Kendall and his crooked machine.
Oh, but I don't know anything about newspapers except that they all cost a nickel and they come in mighty handy when you got a hole in your shoe.
Miss Revere, I didn't come all the way from Millvale to hear jokes. I'm here to make sure you don't dispose of the Sentinel.
Well, you mean somebody buy it?
Mayor Kendall and his gang in power. Now that your uncle is gone, Kendall and that crooked lawyer of his will stop at nothing to get control of the paper. But, Maisie, you mustn't sell it. Will you come back to Millvale with me and fight? Will you come on the next train?
Well, this is kind of sudden. But, how about the cops? How'd I be able to get out of town?
Well, you just stay here, Maisie. I'll pick up the tickets and go down to Belfield and straighten out that insanity rap.
Oh,
see you later.
Yeah.
I'd like to send a telegram to Benjamin J. Kendall, Millvale. Have prepared airtight release for Miss Revere to sign, giving ownership of paper to you. Stop. She couldn't know actual value of papers, so we'll try to keep price down to a maximum of $5,000. Stop. I'm going to see Miss Revere now. Anticipate no trouble. Signed, Ezekiel Lang.
Hello?
Maisie, Phil Carter. You are now legally uninsane.
Oh, you fixed it, Phil.
There's a man on his way over right now with a release from Belfield Hospital for you to sign.
A release?
Yes, waiving any claims or suit against Belfield for any mental anguish caused you. All you do, Maisie, is sign the release, and you're in the clear.
Oh, gee, that's a load off my overloaded mind, Phil. Oh, well, there's somebody at the door, Phil. Did I knock?
Good afternoon, Miss Revere.
Yes?
Well, my name is Lang, Ezekiel Lang. And I have a very important legal matter to see about.
Oh, well, come in.
Thank you.
Say, you fellas sure work fast, don't you?
In our business, you got to work fast.
I know. Phil Carter just told me about you.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah. He said you got a release for me to sign.
You want to sign it?
Of course. That'll prove I ain't crazy.
Yeah, certainly proves something. Oh, well, here's the release, and we're prepared to pay you
$5,000.
$5,000? Okay, then $6,000.
$6,000?
Yes.
Say, maybe hanging around with all those nuts, some of it rubbed off on you.
All right, $7,000, and not a penny more.
$7,000?
Yes. Well, this means you relinquish all claims, of course.
Yeah, I know, I know. Where do I sign?
Of course. Here, sign right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. And here's your $7,000 in cash, Mr. Dear. And your duplicate copy of the release. Thanks a million.
You're welcome, $7,000. Oh, hello, Phil. Look at me. $7,000 in gift wrap, too.
Wow. Where did you get that kind of loot?
To sign in that release from the hospital, shall we?
Oh, for a minute I thought it. $7,000 for signing the release from an insane asylum?
Hmm?
Maisie, are you sure that you're all right up there?
All right? Well, this proves I got brains I ain't even used yet. He started out with a measly $5,000, but I played cagey with Mr. Lang and hit the jackpot.
Oh, I could... Lang?
Hmm?
Maisie, not Ezekiel Lang.
Yeah, that's the dope. See, here's a copy of the release from the asylum.
Well, let me see that. Oh, no. Oh, no, Maisie, this isn't a release from Belfield.
It isn't?
No, you just signed away your newspaper to those crooks.
Oh, my gosh. Yes?
I'm looking for Maisie Revere. I have a release for her to sign from Belfield.
That's me. Take it back.
Take it back? But, miss, this paper proves that you're not crazy.
Here, look at this paper.
What's that?
This proves I am.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Sylvia, it could have been worse. Mr. Lang did give me $7,000 for the newspaper.
It's chicken feed.
Well, I can feed this chicken for a long time.
Maisie, there's more to a newspaper than just money. A newspaper gives you the chance to say something.
Well, I'm not interested in saying anything.
Oh, Maisie.
Well, maybe it ain't too late, Phil. Maybe if I talk to Mr. Lang and return the money, maybe he has a soft spot.
Maisie, if he has, it ain't in his head. Besides, old Ezekiah is probably rushing back to Millvale on the next train, the one we were supposed to take.
Well, but if I try to talk to him on the train...
Maisie, don't kid yourself. The only woman that nearsighted old crook even bothers to talk to are widows with money. That's the way he made his pile, selling unsuspecting females stock in Texas oil wells that don't have any oil.
Oh, I didn't think there were any places in Texas without oil. Say, Phil... Did you say that Ezekiah is nearsighted?
Without his glasses, he's blind as a bat.
Oh.
Why, Maisie, something cooking in that brain of yours?
Uh-huh. It's a long shot, but with your help, it might work.
Hmm?
Now, here's the idea, Phil. We'll both get on that train. I'll go to my compartment. You find Lang and get rid of his eyeglasses.
Well, sure, and then what?
Well, you know the old saying, you can catch more flies with honey?
Yeah, but Maisie...
Just call me honey.
Well, well, Ezekiah Lang. Imagine finding a teetotaler like you here in the club car.
Oh, hello, Carter. Oh, just celebrating a little victory, that's all.
You know, Lang, the way you pull the wool over Maisie Revere's eyes deserves a great big slap on the back.
Easy there, Carter. You almost knocked my glasses off. Only pair I got with me.
Oh, that's good. I mean... When I think of how you outwitted a smart guy like me, I gotta laugh.
Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it? No hard feelings, then, Philippa boy.
Nope. You're smarter than me, that's all, Ezekiah.
I knew that.
When you make up your mind to do something, you put it over with a bang.
Oh, now you did it, Carter. My glasses. Knocked them off. Are they broken?
Wait, I'll look on the floor. They are now.
Oh, shucks. What do I do now? I can't even find my way back to my compartment.
Oh, where's the car? Let me help you. Here, take my arm.
Thanks. Where is it?
Here, right here.
Oh, thanks. Say, what happened to your coat sleeve? Feels kind of moist.
Oh, you got your hands on my mouth.
Oh.
Come on, Ezekiah. We got to take good care of you. Very good care. Well, here's your compartment, Ezekiah, old boy.
Thanks, son. Now, where's the door now?
Right here, old boy.
Thanks, Carter. I'm exhausted.
Ouch!
What was that?
You just sat down in my lap, big boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get off.
You don't have to, sonny. You ain't heavy.
Oh, I'm sorry, miss.
I thought this was my compartment. I can't see very well. The glasses, you know.
Don't go, tall, dark, and near-sighted. Sit down beside me. You're good-looking, and I'm in the mood.
No, I don't care. Do you really think I'm good-looking?
When I'm in the mood, anybody's good-looking. Sit down. I'll peel you a grape.
You know, it suddenly got very warm in here.
I sure appreciate your company, Mr. Carter.
Oh, thanks. And I... Say, how'd you know my name was Ezekiah?
Just took a wild guess.
You wouldn't be going to my town, Millvale, by any chance, would you, sweetie girl?
No, worse luck. I'm going way out west where men are.
Oh.
My third husband, or was it my fourth? No, it was my fifth. He left me some cash when he knocked off, and I'm looking for some place to invest it.
Invest? Say, you wouldn't be interested in maybe...
Oil stocks? Of course.
Oh, that's good, because... Say, how did you know I was going to mention oil stocks?
Simple. You strike me like the oily type. No offense, men.
Oh, of course not. Well, now, if you want to invest your money, maybe I could sort of help.
Well, that's sweet, chum, but I just couldn't impose on a total stranger.
Oh.
What would you take me for?
All you've got. I mean, a woman like you should be protected for the future. Now, I happen to own some shares in a valuable oil company.
Well, sugar, all I have is $7,000 of hard-earned money.
Hard-earned?
Took me five husbands to accumulate.
Oh, tough. Well, by a strange coincidence, the 100 shares I have to sell happens to cost exactly $7,000.
Well, wouldn't you just know it? Here's the money, friend.
Yes. Is it 7,000? I really can't see it.
Well, here, I'll riffle the bills for you.
Yep, exactly 7,000.
Now, honey, where's the stock?
I've got 100 share stock certificate right here in my pocket with my papers. Can you pick it out for me? No glasses, you know. I've broken the club card.
My pleasure, handsome. My pleasure.
Oh, careful.
Well, this is it, handsome. This is what I've been looking for. Now, you just sign it back. Over to me.
Yes. Yeah.
You get your money, and I'll get my new, my stock.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a pen.
Thank you.
Now, that's my finger.
Oh.
This is the pen.
Oh, yes.
Now, you just sign here.
With pleasure.
Not on your hand, Bob, on this piece of paper.
Oh, yes. For a moment, I thought you were tickling me again.
Well, friend, this is a very ticklish proposition. Well, that's that.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll go back to my own compartment now. Good night, girlie.
Hey, silly boy, don't go out the window.
Oh, shucks. I'll find the door. Just turn me around.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, I guess this must be my compartment. Oh, pardon me, madam.
Bill, you happy now?
Oh, ecstatic, Maisie. We've got the paper back, and now we'll show those crooks who they're fooling with. You know, Maisie, when I look at you now, it's with different eyes.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the old ones, Sophie.
To me, now you're... Well, you...
Oh, gee, I didn't think you noticed.
Maisie, you're going to be proud someday that you're Maisie Revere and not somebody else.
Oh, but I am somebody else. Maisie Revere's just my stage name. My real name is Mary Anastasia O'Connor, after my mother's favorite sister. Bill, what's the matter?
Maisie, old Pat's real name was Revere, not O'Connor. I guess in my haste to find the heir, I didn't bother to check close enough.
Oh, I might have known it. I'm the wrong one. Not the Maisie Revere who inherited the paper.
I'm sorry I made such a mess of it.
Me too. Well, I guess it's goodbye, Phil.
But where are you going?
Back to Belfield. After what I went through without asking questions, I guess I belong there after all.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Up without a newspaper. Some people come into the world with nothing and others go out with nothing. Me, I'm different. I just have nothing all the way through. I guess maybe if I was a different kind of person, I could have bluffed my way through as the Maisie Revere who did inherit the paper. But telling lies is just too much trouble. You always got to remember what you said. Well, here I am back home in Brooklyn again, searching for a way to keep the wolf from the door. By myself, mind you. There's one thing I've found out. If you want a helping hand, the best place to look for it is at the end of your own arm.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Key to the City, starring Clark Gable, Loretta Young, Frank Morgan, and Marilyn Maxwell. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Ken Christie, Mary McGovern, Peter Leeds, Sidney Miller, Will Wright, and B. Benaderet. Jack McCoy speaking.